and joe@rte.ie. Bridget McCabe, good afternoon to you.
Hiya.
You're a mother of seven, Bridget, and a grandmother of how many?
22.
Okay, a fair few school uniforms involved in that then.
Yep.
And your issue is the cost of them, basically.
The cost of them, yeah, because like Aldi and Little to put on their uniforms and you can get a bundle down there for €5-6.
Yeah, I have. I'm looking at the Aldi brochure that they put out. You get the full jumper, skirt, polo, two polo shirts, and all for a fiver.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Where I have a grandson going to attend secondary school for his first year. It's €50 for his jacket, €45 for his jumper, €13 for his tie. That's without a book.
Wow.
Do you know? I think it's an absolute disgrace.
And tell me, do you have to buy them from a specific supplier?
You have to buy go to certain shops for them or in the school itself. Do you know? And that's not just with him. Like, the girls go to another primary school and they have to buy their uniforms in a certain shop. Do you know? So they can't avail of anything outside them shops.
And would these be what you call posh schools, Bridget?
No, definitely not.
No, I mean, I'm sure there's nothing wrong with them, but what you're saying is that it's a lot to be asking the parents in the school to come up with.
It is, yeah. And like, there's other issues as well that I'm left with. Like, you know, it's not only school uniforms, but they're for another time, you know what I mean? But definitely the school uniforms. And I've seen, like, you know, Little's and Aldi's, and I'm saying, like, you know, you get your kid back to school for a quarter or less at a price. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
go ahead.
No, one T-shirt in one of the uniform shops is €5 for one T-shirt. Do you know? And then you have to buy a tracksuit. And you have to buy the skirt or the dress. Do you know? It's just an absolute disgrace. And it's hard on young people. Like, it's hard on my kids because they're trying to get their kids back to school. Do you know what I mean?
And do you help out there, Bridget, if you can?
Anywhere I can help out with them, I help them out, yeah.
Is it
but
an
not
issue?
Everybody, yeah. Not every young person out there would be that lucky to have someone to help them.
Well, that's very true. Is it an issue of the crest? Are these school uniforms that have to have specific crests? Because we've heard about that a lot in the past.
Yeah, well, in the young lad's school, it has to have specific crest. In the girls' school, you can buy the crest and sew it onto a navy jumper, but you have to get the pinafore from a supplier.
Right.
You know?
And how much is that pinafore? Do you know?
In around €25-30.
Because again, I'm looking at Aldi, and I'm not just Aldi. I know a lot of the big chains are doing very good value uniforms now. But there's pinafores here for from ages 3 to 11, €7.99 for a 2-pack.
Yeah, so you get two of them.
Yeah, and the skirts for €2. So
you know, like I have one of my sons, like you know, a 2-pack could do him for two of his girls because they're roughly around the same age. There's only 11 months between them. So they weigh the same size.
Okay.
Do you know? So he'd get both of them, their dresses, for €7.
Stay with us, Bridget. Kira.
Yeah.
You have a similar issue.
I do, Katie. I suppose I saw red this year when I looked up my son's secondary list for uniforms and saw that they'd introduced now a tracksuit bottom, which requires a crest and initials. Whereas in the last 2 years, plain navy bottoms that I would normally get in Dunn's have been absolutely perfect and there's been no issue with them. So
how much are these crested initials?
€42.
€42 for a child's tracksuit bottoms just?
Yeah. Now, my son is growing at a rate of knots, so I wouldn't even see one pair would see him out for the entire year. But I suppose what happened is I got onto social media to the local community school of parents to say, has anyone spotted this? What do you think? I, for one, will not be buying them. And I've also written to the school to ensure that the school don't take it out on any children if they do come in on plain navy bottoms. And as a result of my post, someone put up a thing about from the Department of Education. And basically what it states is it's something they should be bringing in and should be in at this point, where they're meant to be reducing the cost to parents and school uniforms. And they've principles of cost-effective practice to be adopted. But I just don't see that any of these steps were made.
Yeah, I have this in front of me, actually, Ciara. This is a memo that came out of the Department of Education two years ago, actually, 2017. Yeah. And it says that all elements of a school uniform should be purchasable from various stores.
Which is not the case,
as we know, in many places. Only iron-on or sew-on crests should be used. Again, not the case in many schools. Where possible, generic rather than branded items should be specified. And parents should be provided with a list of all required items and indicate the likely cost of them at the stores where they would get best value. None of that fits really with €42 tracksuit bottoms that with a school crest and initials.
No. But like, my question is, the Department of Education, it's a pity that there's not someone to speak for them on the line, but like, what are they doing to enforce this? Is it a memo that just goes to the school, lies on the desk, is read once and they ignore it? Because clearly where I'm from, it's completely been ignored. I have three children in three separate schools. So in primary, after second class, they go to a senior school, which is a different uniform again, a different principal. So I have three uniforms at the moment. Now, I know that woman has a lot more children to cater for, but like, that in itself is just not good enough, you know?
And do you know, is this an issue for the board and management of the school? Is it the principal? I mean, it seems that this is just introduced, as you say, 2 years after this memo went out to all the schools, that something like this was just introduced for this school term.
But it was even the way it was introduced, Katie. It was literally posted out to us. The school is closed. I've sent an email. The email, I'm sure, is sitting there. I wouldn't say it would be read till September when school is back. Like, some of the comments from some of the mothers on Facebook, now, there weren't that many, but there were quite a few at the same time. They were afraid of not getting the bottoms for their child in case the child was going to be punished as a result. And that, to me, is just totally and utterly wrong.
Are you going to get the bottoms?
No, I'm not. Absolutely not.
And would you be a bit concerned, though, that your son might, you know, get into trouble for that?
Yeah, and I see where you're coming from, but my son actually is standing behind me on this one, believe it or not. And he's only 14, and he's happy enough to wear the plain navy bottoms.
Yeah, it's just, you would have to question, really, what the point of putting a school crest and initials on a child's tracksuit bottoms would be, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would. They have it on the jacket, and to be honest with you, I kind of get the jacket because they're hanging it up as they go in. Maybe they're wearing it during the day. That's fine, and I get that one. But tracksuit bottoms, they have it on their PE top as well, as far as I can remember. So, like, the PE top is branded too. The T-shirt is branded. But now they're trying to introduce the tracksuit bottoms to be branded.
It's quite an outlay then for you. If you're doing this three times over at the start of every school term, you're looking at a few €100, are you?
Easily. And, like, my daughter, she's going into second class, so her uniform, thank God, I can purchase in Dunn's or Marks and Spencer's because it's plain navy, and they don't seem to be so stern about the crest, and she just doesn't wear one. My son is going into sixth class in senior school. I have to go to the special shop to get the jumper, the tracksuit, which costs about, God, I think it's about €50 or €60 if you add the bottoms. Now, the bottoms you can buy in Dunn's, and I do, but, like, it's, and then the books on top of that, the school bags, the pencil cases, like, there's so many add-ons.
Would you be happy to send your three children to school? Or would they be happy to go to school in a uniform that cost a fiver?
I don't think my daughter would know any different. It is about the cost. But if everyone was doing the same thing, sure, what harm would it be? And why do we have to have crests? Is a crest for the school to stand out to say, I go to this school? I take it that's what it's all about. I don't get that. If you're local to a school and you wear a royal blue top that has nothing on it, well, so be it. Is it to identify kids that are misbehaving so they can ring the school? I just don't understand it. I don't get it.
Yeah, the crest is, I suppose it's all of those elements and more in terms of fostering some sense of a school.
I'm in a rural community and, like, there's only three schools. So, like, you can't go wrong with where they're from.
And have they all different uniforms?
The three of them have different uniforms, yeah.
So if you were misbehaving, you'd be quickly identified.
Absolutely. But it's just like I would love the Department of Education to say, what steps have they done? Like, how do they enforce this? Is it just a memo that goes to the school? No one goes to see, you know, what have you done to, you know, make it easier for parents going back to school? And yeah. Who's enforcing this? No one.
I suppose, you know, a principal might say, or a board of management might say, that it's up to the parents really to make their views on this known. And if the parents decided to revolt one, that might be the way to tackle this ultimately.
I think so. I think there's strength in numbers. But like ultimately, we weren't told like that there was going to be a new tracksuit. And a lot of mothers didn't even realise until they actually looked at the list. So like, and then also what they've done in that community school is everything is initialed. Now, my sons just happen to have the same initials. So I was keeping jumpers down for when my son starts at school. And now this year, they've introduced a whole new first year uniform. Ah. And what's that about?
They're getting you every which way, Ciara.
Every which way.
We'll leave it there. Ciara, Bridget, thank you for that. We're on 1850 715 815 or text us on 51551.